the Beasts of the Earth. But it's based upon this book called The Man-Eaters of Tsavo. And basically it takes place like in 1898. And there is this British colonel whose name was John Henry Patterson, who basically was sent to, I think it was Kenya. It wasn't Kenya at that time, but I think it was that area, to go build a railroad from Kenya to Uganda. And the laborers that he was working with were coolies and Muslims. These are the people who were like the masons creating the coolies, the railway.
Is that, what is that?
They're cool,
like
people.
Indians, Indians from India.
Oh.
But like from India. Okay. And so they're building this railroad or whatever, and then all of a sudden men started disappearing from the camp. And it was these two man-eating lions that were taking these men from the camp. And these lions were 3 feet tall and about approximately 10 feet long.
So they're like
from
giant?
Head to rump, 10 feet long. And I, oh man, how much do they weigh? I don't remember how much they weighed, but they're pretty heavy. They're pretty big lions. And over the course of about a year, they basically consumed about 300 people, 300 workers. Dang. And they would hunt basically these people like every night. So every night a man was being pulled out of his tent and being eaten. And so this guy, you know, he's just kind of heading up this project of this railway, but then he has to focus his attention on killing these lions because they're killing his workers.
Yeah.
And so he's very brave. He's like, well, I'm the leader here. I'm going to take care of this. So he's trying to hunt them down, but these lions are very unique. They're maneless lions. They're, of course, they're eating men. And they're very cunning. Like, he couldn't capture them. He couldn't shoot them. He couldn't find them. And their attack patterns were always different. So sometimes you can hear them coming because they would roar together. And they're like, they would say, the devils are coming. The demons mm-hmm. are coming. They would roar, and then they would come, and he would be, like, on top of a tree, like, scouting them out. He would sleep during the day so he can stay awake during the night to shoot them with his, I think it was called a 303 double-barrel shotgun. And he would just constantly fail because one guy would be dragged out. So they would try all these different things. They would put, like, a hedge about the camp, and it was, like, a hedge of thorns. And they just plow right through it, grab a man out of his tent, and just literally yank him through that hedge. And in fact, later on, when they finally killed the tigers, you can see all the scars on the tigers from the hedge of thorns. They just did not care. And so, these lions over a span of like a year killed like 300. I think it was, oh no, I'm sorry. That number's wrong. It's 135 men. But still, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is happening. So sometimes they would roar and come into the camp, or sometimes they just wouldn't announce it at all. Sometimes they would take the carcass far away. Sometimes they would only take it a couple yards, and you can hear them eating the individual or whatever. But this happened like for an entire year, every night. So you just imagine these guys are working, and then when nightfall comes, it's just like one of us is going to disappear tonight.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because these lions are coming in and just consuming people.
Why was that happening?
Well, there's a couple theories why.
Okay.
And one of the theories was that, because after this guy, Colonel John Henry Patterson, killed them, because he killed both of them, they examined the bones and they examined the animals or whatever. And one of them had like tooth decay on one of his fangs. I don't know if you call them. They're not canines because they're not dogs. They're
I cats. Think you call them fangs.
They're cats. Fangs, right? Cats.
Yeah. Yeah.
So on his lower right fang, he had tooth decay, and basically the top tooth was digging into his
brain.
Fang.
Oh.
And so because of that, he wasn't able to chew on the hide of an ox or its typical prey. And so it turned to a weaker animal such as man.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the theories. The second theory was that basically the coolies and the Muslims, they're very wicked people. And they would like rob each other and kill each other. And so they would leave their carcass somewhere, and they got a taste for man meat, basically. And that's why they started hunting men. But, you know, Pastor Thompson basically said this, and I agree with him 100%, is that it's just God sending lions among them. And I think the reason for that was because, first and foremost, they're Hindus and they're Muslims, which are just, it's a false religion.
Mm-hmm.
And then two, they're very violent and murderous people. And I'm not just talking about like in general, I'm talking about this particular group.
This group of like workers.
Yeah, because what happened was, is one of the cameras dead? No, what happened was, when it first started, the lions would come in and they took someone, and then one of the workers said, oh, a lion's, you know, took so-and-so or whatever. Mm. And Colonel John Patterson was like, nah, he's lying. He's just...
Lions don't usually do that, right?
Yeah, he's like, lions don't do that. It's one of the guys, he probably murdered his coworker or whatever for, because it was something that was common.
So he cried wolf, he cried lion.
Yeah, exactly. But he was telling the truth, though.
Lying.
Yeah, he was lying. But what I'm saying is that Patterson knew that it was commonplace for these coolies and these Muslims to kill each other.
Right.
So it kind of shows the kind of atmosphere they had there. They were very violent. Not only were they thieves, but they were murderers. So they were willing to kill each other for their bounty.
For gain.
And then aside from that, I mean, it seemed as though like the solution for these guys, for any problem they had, was murder. Because like they wanted to stop working for Patterson. So I was like, well, let's just kill him. So they conspired to kill the colonel.
Mm.
And this guy was really brave, and someone told him, like, hey, they're conspiring to kill you. Just want to let you know you probably shouldn't go to work tomorrow.
Don't go to work tomorrow.
You shouldn't go to work tomorrow because they're trying to kill you. He's like, ah, I'll be fine. And he went to work, and they told him, like, hey, they're waiting for you. You know, they're laboring, like, but they're waiting for you. Talk about these people, the coolies and the Muslims. So he goes up. He walks up to them. And he basically looks at them, and they're kind of like looking at each other like, all right, we're going to jump this
guy.
We
got him.
And then he just like rebukes them all. And he's just like, you guys are a bunch of idiots. You guys can't kill me. If you kill me, you're going to be hung by the government. And he basically scared them. But this happened a couple times. So it kind of shows you like the type of individuals they were. They were just like violent, you know, murderous people where they're just willing to take people's lives. And so I don't think it's the tooth decay. I don't think it was the fact that they got taste for human meat because of the corpses. Mm-hmm. That could have been part of it. I think the main reason is just God is just judging these men, these coolies, these Hindus, these Muslims, because they're so wicked. Mm-hmm. And it's biblical.
Yeah.
Let me read you this verse. It says in Leviticus 26, verse 21, and if you walk contrary unto me and will not hearken unto me, I will bring seven times more plagues upon you according to your sins. I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children and destroy your cattle and make you few in number, and your highways shall be desolate. So God's saying, like, I'll send animals to come kill you if I have to.